on the bus, and as we reach the camera, we'll get off the bus. If you go there, everyone is free to say for a few minutes whatever Chiles Willis they would like to say. And then we'll say a couple of the villain and the cottage. Back to the bus. Well, Shem Tov, it's very difficult to speak about him. Historians can say almost nothing. He left no writing. There's no material evidence to speak of relating to him. A few tax lists that prove, in case anyone had doubts, and there were those who did have doubts, that he ever existed. These tax lists prove that he was a citizen living in Mezhevezh, and not just a citizen. He actually is listed in the official tax list of Poland as the Yisrael Baal Shem Tov doctor. In any event, he certainly exists. But we know so little about him. We have hundreds and hundreds of stories. We have a sefer called Shiftei HaBesh. Beautiful stories about the Baal Shem Tov. That was first published in 1815. I realize that the Baal Shem Tov died in 1760. It's always problematic when stories told about somebody were first published some 50 or 60 years after they died. Even after the Shiftei HaBesh, throughout the whole 19th century, one volume after another was thrown in the print. All of them filled with stories about the Baal Shem Tov. Many of you know some of those famous stories about the Baal Shem Tov and his wagon and pieces of Zera and Magidim and so on and so forth. Endless stories from the 20th century. Many stories about the Baal Shem Tov were published for the first time. Which of these are true, which are exaggerations? It's impossible for anybody to know. The best way to really talk about the fact is to talk about what it produced, his family, his Talmidim, every Hasidic Rebbe in the world is, one way or another, a Talmud of Baal Shem Tov. What I want to do first is tell you one of my favorite stories.
Israel.
One of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov.
Can I close this for
you? The most famous of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov was the Pinchas of Koritz. Here, Pinchas of Koritz. Born in 1726, died in 1791.
Brilliant.
He's buried in Shepetovka. We will pass Shepetovka. We will not stop there. I was hoping we could, but that's going to be one of the places we'll skip. In any event, there are two reasons why I'm not skipping it. One was we're short on time. Two is because we're not certain that that is in fact the kever of Pinchas of Koritz. So on this trip, I only take you to Purim that if I feel comfortable, those are the actual farms. The Pinchas of Koritz met the Baal Shem Tov three times in his life. Three times. Those three meetings changed his life. He became a Hasidic Rebbe. And I'm going to tell you two authenticated stories, eyewitnesses were present, regarding Talmidim of the Pinchas of Koritz. Testimony of the Baal Shem Tov. I mean, we have no evidence of the Baal Shem Tov. But who is Talmidim Mar? Who is Talmidim Mar? There we have the evidence. One of the many mitos that the Baal Shem Tov taught was the mito of emes. That a Jew has to be truthful to others, himself or herself. The Pinchas of Koritz was that Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov who was most famous for the mito of emes. Talmidim stressed wore a different mida, and the mida that was stressed by our Pinchas of Koritz was emes. One story I don't have with me, but I'll just tell it over by heart as I remember it. The other story I'm going to read to you, the eyewitness account. The first story is about a Talmud of